Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to an artist of the month episode on Japan Top
10. Hello everyone, this is Andy.
And I'm Shauna.
And you, of course, are listening to Japan Top 10. Today we are bringing you our July 2022 Artist of the Month episode. Today we'll be featuring Yuki Kajiura. So get ready for lots of wonderful, anime songs and just great hits.
And before we jump into it, we just want to announce that we are urgently looking for audio editors to join our podcast. So if you want to join, like, the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there, go ahead and check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for the details.
And I just want to kick off our episode today by asking, are you familiar with the work of Yuki Kajiura? Shauna.
I honestly wasn't familiar with the name before, but then I started reading about her, and like, she's written pretty much most of the music I love. She wrote like some of the music of Pandora Hearts, which is one of my favorite animes of all time. She's done Kimetsu no Yaiba. She's done so many really cool tracks and numbers, and I was just really overall excited when I started getting into it.
No, that's so good to hear. I think that that usually makes for some of the best episodes and experiences in my book, because you just get to deep dive into these wonderful artists that we can present for all of our listeners.
Absolutely.
Well, on that note, I guess we can, for those of who might not know Yuki Kajiura, let's give our listeners a little bit of an introduction and maybe a refresher for those who are very familiar with her many, many works. But of course, as you kind of mentioned, Yuki Kajiura is a musician, composer, and also record producer from Tokyo.
She is famous for her soundtrack compositions for anime series Hack Sign, Mai Hime, Noir, Pandora Hearts, Puella Magi, Madoka Magica, Fate Zero, Sword Art Online, Tsubasa, Reservoir Chronicle, Kimetsu no Yaiba, Kara no Kyokai, Mobile Suit Gundam, Seed, and it's just a really long list. And she's also done the Xenosaga video game series.
She has been a member of the unit Fiction Junction since 2008 with members Yuka Nanni, Kaori Oda, Keiko Kubota, Wakana Otaki, as well as members Yuriko Kaida and Asuka Kato. Kaori Oda and Wakana Otaki were also members of the group Calafina, which, if our listeners remember, I covered in a previous episode of Artist of the Month from 2007 to 2019. So Fiction Junction Music is the name of Kajiura's talent agency, actually, and she founded that back in 2018.
She's also received international acclaim for her anime soundtrack compositions. She's been a guest at Anime Expo and Anime Boston. She's also won the 44th Japan Academy Film Prize for Best Music, and this is in 2021 for her work on Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba, the movie Mugen Train. And that soundtrack really was phenomenal, so I can completely understand
Yes, no, I also agree. And it was just everywhere. I feel like I could not turn the corner without hearing, seeing, or Demon Slayer just took over the moment, you know?
It really was like an era of its own.
No, definitely. And I mean, just like Mugen, like the Infinity Train, I don't think we're ever going to see the end. Let's get into a short little announcement for our listeners. So, are you an indie band or an artist that makes Japanese music and are looking to be featured on the podcast? If so, you can reach our music director, who is Dean, by sending him an email at Dean, D-E-A-N, at jtop10.jp. And if you do this, we may feature you on a future episode. So please, if you want to get a little bit of exposure, see our website at jtop10.jp for all of our information.
Always fun. Hopefully we feature someone on our next episode. But right now we can jump into our next song, which is Hana no Uta by Aimer, which Hana no Uta means flower song. And it was released on October 11th, 2017.
Giza na ko.
And that was Hana no Uta. Hana no Uta was featured in the animated film Fate Stay Night, Heaven's Feel. And this is from the Fate series. So the film features Shiro Emiya, who wants to win the Holy Grail War to keep his friend Sakura Makoto safe from the war and her abusive brother. So Sakura comes down with a mysterious sickness and Emiya must sacrifice his body and mind to save her. Really intense storyline.
Yeah. Well, Yuki Kajira composed and wrote the lyrics for Hana no Uta. It is performed by the vocalist Aime, who is a frequent guest at Kajira's live performances.
And Kajira composed the music for Fate Zero in 2011 and the Fate Stay Night series from 2014 to 2019. So really was kind of a long drawn out process for the Fate Stay Night series. But Kajira said in an interview with Movie Walker that she felt that Fate Stay Night, Heaven's Feel is a dark series in particular and that the role of the soundtrack in it was of utmost importance. And I completely agree. I mean, the soundtrack of the Fate Stay Night series was phenomenal, really elevated the entire thing. I'm going to say this about everything at this point, but that sort of responsibility kept her motivated while working. She said she doesn't usually write lyrics that are so close to the characters because it can kind of be cloying at times, but she wanted the audience to fall in love with Sakura, and she even used dialogue from the film in the lyrics, so that's some Easter eggs to look out for when you listen or when you watch Fate Stay Night.
I mean, yeah, I think, especially, I know that Fate has a really big following. Like, I feel like people who love it really love it. So getting those little Easter eggs is probably cool for a lot of the fan base.
I mean, it's fun when it's in places you don't really think about.
Definitely, yeah. And then it just kind of pops out and you're like, oh, wait, I feel like I recognize that. Well, I hate to break up again into a little bit of an advertisement block, but I wanted to appeal to our listeners and ask if they wanted to advertise on our podcast. You can market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. So, if you are interested in any of that, you can find the details at jtop10.jp and we will help find an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs.
And I will bring us back to our next song, which is Oblivious, which was sung by Calafina and was released on January 23rd, 2008.
Thank you.
And that was Oblivious. So Oblivious was the first single by the former group Calafina that was active between 2007 and 2019. So Kajiura was the composer and arranger of all of Calafina's songs.
Yeah, I remember bringing that up in the one of the past Artist of the Month episodes. Yeah, I just thought that was so cool how she really spearheaded this whole group.
I mean, I love most of Calafina's songs, and I actually sort of created my own Calafina playlist from a previous Artist of the Month episode, and I think it was for Calafina, but you know, it's really cool to see the sort of merging of sounds there as well.
Yeah, you get the distinct, like, Yuki Kajiura sound with other elements at play as well.
Absolutely.
So this song, Oblivious, was featured as the ending theme to the Garden of Sinners overlooking view. The Garden of Sinners is known as Kara no Kyokai, or Boundary of Emptiness, in Japan.
So the story is set in Japan during the 1990s and follows the story of Shiki Ryogi, a demon hunter who undertakes supernatural cases as an investigator. He's part of the detective agency Garan Nodo. Yuki Kajiura, I mean, most of her songs, or like at least the stuff she composes music for, is all like really dark and intense sort of storylines, right? I mean, you spoke about that before, but...
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I guess these directors know exactly the energy that she's gonna bring when she composes something or writes, music for it.
Absolutely, and I mean... But she still has range, so it's really cool to see that sort of contrast there.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I'm actually very interested in following this. I wouldn't mind watching this. I love these kind of supernatural stories, and we're about to hit the like peak supernatural season for Japan here in a little bit.
Something to sort of get into for a while. I mean, everyone needs something to obsess over, right?
Yes, and I think all of our listeners can obsess over something that I'd like to bring to their tables today, and that is, of course, Kane the Angel's debut song, October Wind, which can be found on Spotify and all streaming platforms. So if you're listening to this, you'll be very interested in checking out that song and streaming it on Spotify. And for our Japanese listeners, これから、ちょっと日本語で発表します。ケインディ・エンジェルのメジャーデビュー曲 October Wind が Spotify を含めた主要な音楽ストリーミングサービスで配信中です。ぜひ聴いてください。Everyone, please check out Kane the Angel's debut song. But without further ado, we can bring it back to the home stretch of our exploration into Yuki Kajiura with our next song, which is Seesaw, Anna ni Issho Datta no ni, which is can be translated as Even Though We Were Together for So Long, from October 23rd, 2002. That again was Annani Isho Datta no Ni, which was the theme song of Mobile Suit Gundam Seed.
So Mobile Suit Gundam Seed is the story of Kira Yamato, whose space colony is suddenly turned into a battlefield when ZAFT, a military organization, attacks it in an effort to steal five military mobile suits known as Gundams.
Seesaw is a unit between Kajuda and the vocalist Chiaki Ishikawa. After disbanding twice, the unit is still together as of 2019. Seesaw has also contributed several songs to the .hack slash series, and I think their name is very fitting, Seesaw, because they keep going back and forth between...
I mean, it's really rare to see groups come together after disbanding. So, I mean, it's really cool that it stood strong after two, like, breakups.
Yes, they are a strong unit.
But, I mean, this song in itself was a fun listen. I mean, I think everyone at some point in their life has watched at least one, like, Gundam, like, anime.
Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, I know we probably both sound like broken records, but I think the soundtrack for most Gundam series is so banging. Like, I have a lot of, like, Gundam soundtracks on my karaoke set list, definitely.
They're fun to sing along to, for sure. I can see the appeal.
Yeah, no, I don't know what it is about big, giant robots that, like, just brings out the best inspiration in musical artists.
Absolutely, and I mean, you know, just something about, like, a good soundtrack that makes you just want to, like, continue listening to it for, like, ever. It's, like, on repeat sometimes.
Yeah, that's what we're out here searching for in our pursuit of good Japanese music, right?
Always. And I mean, that's the same can be said for all our listeners, because if you want to hear up to 3 times the amount of songs on this episode, you can join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club. Starting at just $1 a month, and you can support our podcast along with getting more music and insights to Japanese music culture, so you can hear more really phenomenal songs.
And more of us, come on. I mean,
always, we're selling more.
Well, with that, let us come to the very end of our, you know, exploration into Yuki Kajiura's entire back catalog. Maybe not entire, because it's a very prolific list, but we have one more song, and that is Lisa with Akeboshi, or Dawn Star, from November 17th, 2021.
Yeah. Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
That again was Akeboshi. So, of course, I'm sure this song needs almost no introduction, but here we are anyways. Akeboshi is featured on Demon Slayer, Kimetsu no Yaiba, the movie Mugen Train from 2020. In this film, Tanjiro Kamado and friends must help the flame Hashira Kyojuro Rengoku in his mission to hunt for a demon that has caused 40 people to go missing. It is the highest grossing Japanese film of all time and the first non-Hollywood production to top the annual worldwide box office.
So again, I mean, completely right, the song needs zero introduction because it was performed by Lisa and the composition, arrangement and lyrics were by Yuki Kajiura. So the guitar in the track is meant to replicate the moving train that the characters board in the series. So that's a fun little Easter egg there too.
Yes, so this is actually the third collaboration between Kajiura and Lisa, a very powerful pair. They also worked together on From the Edge and Honno from Kimetsu no Yaiba. Lisa told MyNavi News that they both gave it their all in composing the track and that Kajiura understood how to highlight Lisa's strengths because of her rich experience as a composer and even learned how to dance in the music video by consulting with Kajiura. But that she gave her freedom in the way to interpret the song and sing the song in her own way to make it even that much more unique.
I mean, honestly, we love a good dynamic duo, but this particular song got Kajiura an award under her belt because she won a Japan Academy Film Prize for the soundtrack for Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba, the movie Mugen Train, on March 19th, 2021. So, I mean, this really was sort of like a really a powerhouse of a song, not gonna lie. Powerhouse of a duo, powerhouse of a song.
Yeah, no, it was nearly inescapable, but in a good way. I didn't want to escape it. I was happy to exist in it.
I mean, I heard it everywhere for a really long time.
And I think we're better for it, right?
Always, always.
Well, I think that is unfortunately gonna bring us to the end of our little, you know, foray into the work and life of Yuki Kajiura. Let's hope that there's many more beautiful, you know, anime soundtracks on the horizon waiting for us under her composition.
Always. And I mean, it's always fun to, like, get into the history of someone who we don't realize but has produced some of our favorite songs. This is definitely one of those episodes for me.
Yes, yes, no, I'm very appreciative. Well, as I mentioned, that's the end of the line for us, but it isn't going to be the end of the line for you guys, because you're going to get to enjoy Kirby and Christine, who will join you for a brand new Top 10 Countdown for the month of June very shortly, so look forward to that. And from, I guess, both of us, you know, continue to stay safe and enjoy the beginning of summer.
We'll see you, hopefully, the next episode.
Yes, no, definitely. Until then, Jane.
Bye. Japan.